This copyrighted broadcast is presented by Authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hello and welcome in to Lansing, Michigan. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. It is time for the Lugnuts and the Fort Wayne Tin Caps to play what is the fifth game of this six-game series. It is the 20th game of each of their seasons. It is the eighth meeting between these two squads this year. This series began with a bang, a 15-14 Fort Wayne Tin Caps roller coaster win back on Tuesday that saw the mutant cycle, El Mutante, Leo DeVries, went 5-for-5, knocked in 8 runs. He homered twice, and he finished off the cycle in the top of the ninth inning with a 2-out tie-breaking triple. Now, like not since then, they have controlled the series. On Wednesday, they won 8-3. On Thursday, they won 7-3. And then yesterday, behind a lucky 13 strikeouts from Gage Jump, and an RBI double in the first inning from Tommy White, and an RBI single in the eighth inning from Tommy White, both of them scoring Rodney Green Jr., the Lugnuts won again, 3-1. Now, if the Lugnuts win this afternoon, they win this series, and they try to take 5 of 6 from Fort Wayne coming up tomorrow. Today is a very different sort of day than the weather that we have had earlier. Today, it is windy. It is chilly. It's 50 degrees right now at Michigan State Capitol. It feels like it's 45 degrees. Steven Echeverria gets the ball for the Lugnuts in a rematch with Isaiah Lowe from the second game of the year. In that game, Lowe led 1 run in the third inning, going 4 innings in all, and his bullpen was spotless. Echeverria allowed 2 runs in 2 2/3 innings, a 2-run double by Brendan Durfee. The Lugnuts bullpen allowed 2 runs. Fort Wayne won the ballgame 4-1. We've seen a lot more offense from the Lugnuts here at home than we saw at Parkview Field. Well, how about today? The Lugs are wearing their home white uniforms, the Tin Caps in their road reds. And in just a moment, the Lugnuts will come bursting from the right side dugout. Joshua Corona Grauer is first, then TJ Schofield Sam from the far side, and from the near side, Steven Echeverria. Over the foul line to the field. There's Corona Grauer, the shortstop, with the shades atop his cap. And everyone now stands at attention. Rodney Green Jr. already had the wind blow the cap off his head. That wind could be a problem today. We turn it down to the field for our national anthem. It's time. The day, Saturday, April the 26th, 2025. The teams, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, high affiliate of the San Diego Padres, at the Lansing Lugnuts, high affiliate of the Athletics. They are the high A's. Lugnuts L flag has run around the playing surface, as here's your Lugnuts defensive alignment. In the outfield, in right field, Jared Dickey. In center field, Rodney Green Jr. And in left, Clark Elliott. Around the infield, the first baseman's TJ Schofield Sam. And second base, Saeed Valenzuela. Joshua Kuroda Grauer plays short, and it's Casey Amauchi over at third. Tommy White is DHing today. The catcher is Nick Schwartz. Man on the mound. From Millburn, New Jersey, is Stephen Echeverria, the youngest player on the Lugnuts at age 19. Echeverria making his fourth start of the year. In 10 innings, he has walked 8 and struck out 10. The league is batting .275 against him. He has had some difficult conditions to pitch in, and today he battles the wind. Echeverria against this Fort Wayne Tin Cap starting lineup. The shortstop Brandon Butterworth leads off, batting second, the catcher Brendan Durfee. Hitting third, the third baseman Rosman Verdugo. Rain Carpathios is in right field, batting cleanup. Batting fifth, the DH Ethan Law. Hitting sixth in left field, it's Jacob Campbell. The number 7 hitter is the center fielder Jake Snyder. Batting eighth at first base, Addison Kopech. And then rounding off the order, second baseman Jose Sanabria. That's Butterworth, Durfee, Verdugo, Carpathios, Long, and Campbell. Snyder, Kopech, and Sanabria. They support the Fort Wayne starter Isaiah Lowe, and they challenge the Lansing Lugnuts right-hander Stephen Echeverria, third batter of the A's 2 years ago. We begin with Brendan Butterworth. It is a day off today for Leo DeVries. 1:05 p.m., first pitch, down and in, ball one. And we're underway, right on time as per the norm. There's the pitch. That's up and in. Brandon Butterworth, batting .269. 3 doubles this year among his 14 hits. Reaching base 36% of the time. 2-0. Strike home. Echeverria has a full 4-pitch mix with a 4-seam and a 2-seam fastball. 2-1. Line drive, right field, down for a base hit, a hop in front of Dickey. Butterworth is on. Dickey gets it in. A leadoff single. Here's Brendan Durfee. Left-handed batter, the catcher for Fort Wayne, no score, just underway. An initial offering. Butterworth takes off, pitch is swung at a miss, though down is late from Schwartz. Kuroda Grauer wanted the call, but no. Butterworth swipes the bag head first. Fourth stolen base of the year. No balls in the strike on Durfee, who was last meeting with Echeverria. He had a 2-run double. Those proved to be the game-winning runs. Fort Wayne, 4-1 win. At 0-1 pitch from Etch. On its way. Ground ball down toward first base. Off the backhanded attempt of T.J. Schofield-Sam, recovers to feed Echeverria at the bag. One away, Butterworth over to third. And here's Rosman Verdugo. Verdugo is hitting just .213 this year, but when he hits the baseball, he hits it a long ways. He has 3 doubles, 2 triples, and 4 home runs, and 4 singles. Infield drawn in. Open stance from the right side, no score. Right-hander to right-hander. Ball one outside. Verdugo had the day off yesterday. Lugnuts have handled them so far in this series, all except for that series opening game where virtually everyone found barrels. Ball one delivery, swing and a bouncer foul. Back on Tuesday, Verdugo finished 1-for-4 with an RBI triple, plus a walk and a run scored. But then just a single and a walk on Wednesday, and on Thursday, 0-for-4 with 2 strikeouts, and all out of sorts, overmatched. So yesterday, a rest day, and today, back of the order, hitting third. Runner at third, one out, the pitch. Down a little low and away. Home plate umpire today is Pedro Torres. Our base's umpire is Evan Anderson, who's right now stationed behind the mound towards short. Although Kuroda Grauer, the shortstop, is to his right in case of a pull shot. Hitters count on 2-1. High fly ball, left field. Clark Elliott turns around. He reels it in front of the warning track. From third, the tag by Butterworth. It comes across standard. A sacrifice fly. And it's 1-0 Tin Caps. That's Rosemond Verdugo's 10th RBI of the year. Ties in with Jack Costello for second on the team behind only Leo DeVries. So credit Brandon Butterworth. The leadoff single, the steal of second, moving over to third on the grounder to be in position to score. And now Braden Carpathios, 2 outs. A ground ball hits to first base. Schofield Sam juggles again, and again recovers to get the ball to Echeverria. Side retired. A couple of times, uncertain collections by T.J. Schofield Sam, but the time was still there. And as we go to the bottom of the first inning, one run on one hit for the Tin Caps. Nobody left. Fort Wayne 1. Lansing coming up against Isaiah Lowe. Again. The Tin Caps have the game's first lead. Sack fly from Rosemont Verdugo. To the bottom of the first inning, here are the Lansing Lugnuts. And we'll see Green, Corota, Grauer, and White against the right-hander Isaiah Lowe out of Shelby, North Carolina. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser. Thanks for joining me. The right-hander Lowe deals. Rodney Green Jr. swings and misses strike one. Green, the center fielder, followed by the shortstop Corota Grauer, then the DH White. And a one. Ball one low. The number four hitter, first baseman T.J. Schofield Sam. Right fielder Jared Dickey bats fifth, batting sixth, the left fielder Clark Elliott. Green takes a ball, bending down and in. Third baseman Casey Amauchi at seven, batting eighth, the catcher Nick Schwartz, and then rounding things off. The number nine hitter is the second baseman, Siggy Valenzuela. A 2-1, Green fouls it back. And the count is even. Fastball from Lowe. Isaiah Lowe, drafted in the 11th round 3 years ago out of Combine Academy. From the first base out of the rubber, a 2-2. Swing and a miss, he strikes at Green. That is the way that things open. Blew the fastball by him on the inner third. When Lowe faced Rodney Green Jr., when you go back to the initial Saturday of the season, Rodney in that game had grounded out and fouled out. Joshua Corota Grauer had also gone 0-for-2. A ground out and a strikeout. Here's Corota Grauer's round two with Lowe. He takes ball one down and away. One out with the bases clear, and Lowe and the Tin Caps are leading 1-0. The ball one delivery. Went around too far, trying to avoid it inside. Corota Grauer had the day off yesterday after a fine showing 2 days ago. A double in the first inning, then a two-run single. The pitch, strike called, outside corner. In the 15-14 epic on Tuesday, Corota Grauer tripled, showed off his power to the opposite field. Pitcher's pitch. He goes down swinging. Ball escapes Durfee, but not far. Picks it up right of the circle, and the throw down to complete the catch. And back-to-back strikeouts for Lowe. You know, Isaiah Lowe, coming into play today, had only struck out 3 batters of the 31 that he had faced. Different sort of start here. Bring up Tommy White. Lowe's only run allowed that first start of the year against the Lugnuts came against White. Righty to righty. Ball went inside. He hit White with the bases loaded. And that was the Lugnuts' only run of their first 2 games of the season. A pitch to White. Ball 2 inside. Well, things have changed for Tommy. 2 more hits yesterday for Tommy White. Each of them produced a run, leading the Lugnuts to the win. White swings and fouls it straight back. It's 1-0 Fort Wayne in the bottom of the first. Lowe's pitch. White takes the good hook for a called strike 2. Now Lowe can look to strike out the side. White the DH. Coming in on a 10-game hitting streak. He has raised his batting average to .295. Here's the break even. That's a high fly out to center. Snyder goes back, then comes in. Front of the track. Plenty of room for the catch. That's a perfect first inning for Lowe. Let's go to the second. Fort Wayne leads 1-0 at Lansing. Wayne leads 1-0 through 1 inning from Michigan State Capitol. Mostly cloudy skies above, although we can see some blue sky looking through above center field. Over to our left, over to our right. The clouds are just cumulus, no threat from them, after we'd all the threat of pop-up showers yesterday. 5-6-7, Long Campbell Snyder against the righty, Stephen Echeverry. The 19-year-old Lugnut deals to Ethan Long. Check swing came inside and hit off the bat. Didn't want it, but it's strike 1. That was a wood-seeking missile. Long's hitting .236 through 15 games. The pitch, he takes inside. That time got the bat out of the way. The thing for Long so far, though, 13 hits, only one of which is an extra base hit, and that's a double. He has a lot more power for much more than that. Long takes high. Ball 2. I'm just saying, Fort Wayne fans can expect a long ball. Especially once the weather warms. Right now the wind is gusting left to right. Flag is at half-mast in right field. The pitch. Echeverria misses low. And it's 3-1. This was the case for Echeverria last week against Wisconsin, where he just seemed to be fighting himself with his command. The pitch. Ball 4 down and away. First walk given out. Long is aboard. Here comes Jacob Campbell. Get that baseball away. Give Etch a new one. That last outing against Wisconsin a week ago today, Echeverria walked 2 in the first inning, loading the bases, but he got out of it. And the second inning, He'll add 2 hits and a walk, and 2 runs. But that was the only damage against him. He settled in the 3rd and the 4th. We begin with a pitch clock violation here. I believe that's called against the batter, Jacob Campbell. Nobody out at first base long. 1-0 Tin Caps in the 2nd. The pitch from Matt Chavarria on its way. Strike home. Anthony is working the outer part. Well, Jacob Campbell, getting in his 9th game of the year, hitting 200 so far. Crowd to the plate with the knees bent. Pickoff, though, over to first base. Not a lot of mustard on it. Easy for Long to get back in. Long has not tried to swipe a base yet. In the 1st inning, Brandon Butterworth reached to lead off the inning. Single at a right, then he stole 2nd. Took 3rd on the ground out, scored in the sack fly. Here we are, 1-0 Caps. The pitch. A chopper pulled foul up the left side. Yamauchi over there guarding the line. Ethan Long is from Mesa, Arizona, which is the spring training home of the Athletics, the parent club of the Lugnuts. And all of these players come out of the complex in Mesa. Mesa's the A's home and the Cubs home. 0-2. On 1 hop off the glove of Yamauchi into left field, it travels. Round second base, but no further. Ethan Long puts on the brakes. Campbell is on at first. First two have reached for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps in the 2nd inning. Single rules the official score. Here's Jake Snyder. Echeverria has them all set up for a triple play. Snyder, great speed. Red Sox pulled up to the knees. The pitch. Joe's bunt pulls back, jackknifed him, and hang on. Did it hit him? Yeah, it did. The bases are loaded. That hurts. Oh, Jake Snyder. Base is loaded with nobody out for Fort Wayne. The Athletic trainer, Micah Gearhart, walks over from the far side of the dugout for Fort Wayne on the third base side. And Micah never even made it there. Snyder takes his base. Campbell to 2nd, Long to 3rd, on a walk, a single, and an HBP. First batter that Echeverria has hit with a pitch this year. Bases loaded, nobody out. Addison Kopak steps in. And now we're going to have a visit to the mound by the pitching coach, Dave Burba. Trying to help the youngster through this. But right now he's not commanding in the wind. The Lugnuts starting rotation this year is fascinating. Yesterday, we got to see the 73rd overall pick from the draft last year. The left-hander, Gage Jung, who looks polished, who looks like he is going to move up through the A system in a hurry. He struck out 13 and 6 and 2/3. You also have Kyle Robinson, who was drafted last year out of Texas Tech. Robinson, the 11th rounder, he went 6 innings. He only struck out 1, but it was a very polished sort of game. He kept the Tin Caps away from the barrel. Jake Garland, meanwhile, has been with the Lugnuts now for 3 years. His whole game, make them put into play. On Wednesday, though, it's Junior Tour with the mid to upper 90s fastball, the former Cuban closer. And now you've got the youngster Echeverria. This year is going to be huge for his development. Addison Kopak swings and fouls off the first pitch to the right side. Strike 1. Got all these guys meeting from all their different walks of life. Tomorrow, Grant Judkins for the Lugnuts, 27-year-old Iowa Hawkeye. And they comprise the Lugnuts starting rotation. The 0-1. Swing and a foul tip, strike 2. Pitching coach Dave Burba's job, work with each of them. All right? Just keep on developing. Here's what each person individually, between their starts, here's what you work on the sides. Here's how you prepare, and then execute. 0-2. out of the way. For Echeverria, in the first inning, you have the leadoff single that scored. Sack fly by Verdugo, the reason why Fort Wayne is up 1-0. Now here in the second inning, adversity. Number 8 hitter, the first baseman, Kopak. An 0-2 pitch. Ground ball foul, wide of third. Addison Kopak's hitting .231 through 5 games. 3 for 13, 3 singles, 3 walks, 7 strikeouts. Out of Cumberland, Rhode Island, the Rhode Island Ram. Getting the start here today. Jose Sanabria on deck. 0-2. Down and away. Nice backhand, Nick Schwartz. Snyder is a burner at first base. Campbell leading away from second. Long from third. Here it comes. Fly ball out to center field. Rodney Green Jr. draws a bead, makes the catch out in the right center. Runners tag from second and third. In from third, Ethan Long scores on a second sacrifice fly. To third base goes Campbell as Snyder stays put at first. And it's 2-0 Fort Wayne. Jose Sanabria now, the number 9 hitter. Double play ball would end the threat. Fort Wayne looking to tack on. Alrighty. Sanabria's had a great series. The pitch. He lays down a bunt. First base side. Echeverria over. His play is to first base. Sanabria is out. Campbell scores from third. It's 3-0. Snyder moves up to second. The safety squeeze. So a sacrifice fly and a sacrifice proper. First two outs of this top of the second inning. That'll manufacture offense in an inning that has only seen one hit, a single, of the batter's Brandon Butterworth. 1-for-1, single steal run scored. He takes strike home. Echeverria goes hook. Snyder in scoring position. It wouldn't take much to bring him in from second. Not with his wheels. Righty to righty. That shot beyond the shortstop, Rhoda Grauer, into left center. Here comes Snyder, burning around to score. A throw into second on the RBI single by Butterworth. He's 2-for-2. And Fort Wayne leads 4-0. Bring up Brendan Durfee. Hang on just a second. We've got the delay at first base with the helmet. All right, Brendan Butterworth. Yeah, get that helmet on. Everything is okay. Now puts on the sliding mitt. Bring up Durfee from the left side. 3 runs have scored. 4-0 Fort Wayne. First pitch. Ball 1 down and away. So the Tin Caps put their first 3 batters on. A walk, a single, and a hit batter. And they bring them in on a sacrifice fly. A sacrifice and a single. 2 outs, Butterworth a threat to run. Ball 1 delivery. Lifted high in the air to left center field. The left fielder Elliott comes in. He's under. Makes the catch. Side retired. 3 runs on 2 hits. 1 walk, 1 hit batter, 1 left. To the bottom of the second inning, it's now 4-0 Tin Caps. I'm so good. One in the first inning and three in the second. Fort Wayne goes up 4-0. To the bottom of the second inning, it's Schofield, Sam, Dickey, and Elliott, the 4, 5, and 6 hitters for the Lugnuts. Fort Wayne's top two hitters have already batted twice. Well, the Lugnuts went down in order in the first inning against Isaiah Lowe. Here's DJ Schofield, Sam. And Schofield, Sam takes a ball running away. Schofield Sam yesterday was 0 for 3, but he was hit by a pitch. And that extended his on-base streak. To the lefty. Ball two up and away. Schofield Sam has reached base in 12 straight games. Clark Elliott has reached base in 14 straight. Tommy White, 12 straight as well. By 2-0. That's right in there for a called strike. Yesterday, Nate Mankill's 15-game on-base streak came to an end. He is idle today. Hitter's pitch here. Low ball three. DJ Schofield Sam comes in hitting .358. Now, he doesn't draw a lot of walks, unlike his teammates. And again, he doesn't strike out a lot, like a lot of his teammates. On the 3-1, he does walk. It's outside, and he reaches base for a 13th straight game. Here's Jared Dickey. Ted and hitting right fielder. First pitch. Slides in for a called strike. Dickey with his parents here in attendance. There's nobody out. First Lugnuts base runner of the game, short lead for Schofield Sam. Down 4-0. Dickey a check swing, sweeps in. Ball at a strike. Dickey had the day off yesterday. Hitting .321 this year, the on-base percentage, what do you say, .464. The pitch, it's fouled off at home. Clark Elliott is waiting on deck. This is the gauntlet for Isaiah Lowe in terms of lefty, lefty, lefty. One ball, two strikes. Pitcher's pitch. And stabbing it. Left-handed hitters against Lowe this year coming in. We're hitting .333, but it's just such a limited sample size, 6 for 18. You see, right-handers were hitting .333, but that was 2 for 6. That was just so early in the year. Lowe's 2-2. Outside, 3 balls and 2 strikes. And another wide one. He'll have walked the first two batters of this second inning. And this is an important frame, because Fort Wayne just scored 3 runs in order to gain some distance. They're 4-0. But there's nobody out. Time granted to Dickey. You hear the dogs in the background. Today is a White Claws and Paws, so dogs are welcome, and it's not even a Wednesday. White Claws specials. Bring your dog out to the ballpark. Hey, I'll pitch. Schofield said, not running. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Fastball away. Strikeout number 3 for Lowe, who came into play today with only 3 strikeouts this year. At his first 3 starts, this is a different sort of outing. Now he takes on Clark Elliott. Runner first, one gone, with a 4-0 lead to his back. He fires. Starts things off with a called strike, the breaking ball. What a game yesterday for Elliott. He walked twice, he singled, he stole a base. Lowe's delivery. Strike 2 called. So Elliott's on base percentage is a remarkable 491. He's reaching base 49% of the time. He's reached base 28 times in 14 games. He's averaging 2 times on base every single game that he plays. The batting average, 293. 0-2. Foul off at home. Stays alive. The batting eye has been strong. Elliott was first drafted by the A's. Go back 3 years ago. Competitive balance round B. Second round. Or at the very least following the second round. Out of the University of Michigan. He was a leadoff hitter for the Wolverines. 0-2 from Lowe. Bouncing in. Schofield's in for second. Durfee's though down, off the glove of Butterworth, kicks into right center, but TJ is set. He's not going to budge. Simply a wild pitch. And a lug nut into scoring position. Lowe has his sign for 1-2. I'll look back. Here it comes. Hits Elliott on the foot. Well, he got out in front and he lost him. And it was this kind of command loss by Stephen Echeverria in the top half of this inning that helped Fort Wayne's offense to their 3-run rally. The inning began with an Echeverria walk, single, and hit batter, and then all 3 of those base runners scored. On the bottom of the second inning has begun walk, strikeout, hit batter. Clark Elliott has now reached base in 15 consecutive games, second time that he's been hit by a pitch this year. For Isaiah Lowe, it's only the second batter that he's hit, but we remember the first one, because he hit Tommy White with the bases loaded to bring in the only run that the Lugnuts scored against him. Back on April the 5th. Here's Casey Amauchi, first and second, one out. The pitch, bunch shot, but pulled back for ball one inside. If you're the Tin Caps, you're thinking about double play ball. Fort Wayne pitchers have induced 13 this year, but none by Lowe. The number 7 hitter in the order, Yamauchi, is hitting 245. Down 4-0. The pitch, way outside. 2 balls and no strikes. The catcher, Durfee, is getting a workout. Schofield's hand walked, was wild pitched to second. Elliott was drilled. And this is a hitter's pitch on 2-0. High fly, shallow left. Jacob Campbell comes in. He puts it away. Schofield Sam retreats to second. Elliott to first. 2 away. So Lowe gets Yamauchi on the lazy fly. On the batter's Nick Schwartz. Two on, two out, down 4-0. Lugnuts catcher is an ambush hitter, usually swings early. First pitch, he does swing, but he fouls it away. Off the right side. And a nice snag made by a fan. Orange hoodie, top of the concourse. Glove brought to the ballpark and ready. Schwartz is making his fifth start of the year, and he's 5-for-15 with 5 singles and 2 ribbies. And a 2-out magic for the Nuts. Strike one offering from low. Ground ball down to third base. Couple of hops to Verdugo and to his bag. The lead runner, Schofield Sam, forced. The inning is over. A walk in at batter, stranded, to the third inning, where the Tin Caps leading 4-0. The Fort Wayne Tin Caps have dropped the last 3 games in the series against the Lugnuts, but they're off to a good start here. They lead Stephen Echeverria and the Lugnuts on White Claws and Paws Day in front of the Dogs, including the Corgis. 4-0 Fort Wayne. Bring up 3, 4, and 5. Grossman for Dugo, and then Carpathios and Long for the meat of the order against the right-hander out of New Jersey. First pitch, up and inside to Verdugo for 1. Through 2 innings, Echeverria has walked a batter, hit a batter, allowed 3 hits and the 4 runs, no strikeouts. There's a called strike. 2 sacrifice flies, though, for Fort Wayne. The way that they've gotten their runs, the 2 sac flies, a squeeze, and an RBI single. Verdugo swings and yokes a base hit into left field. Clark Elliott gathers, plays it in. Lead-off single. And for the 3rd straight inning, the first batter is on. And now Braden Carpathios. Left-handed batter with a lot of patience and power. First pitch, way outside. When Carpathios is batting, you can pretty much expect that the pitcher is going to have to utilize a lot of pitches, that the plate appearance will not end quickly. Now you've seen him homer in this series. Echeverria's 1-0. Swing and a miss. A changeup. Carpathios grounded out to the first baseman, Schofield Sam, his first time. Short lead at first for Verdugo. The pitch, down low. Echeverria was the 72nd overall pick 2 years ago out of Milburn High School. Spent all of last year with Stockton at the age of 18. Pick up the over, gets away beyond Schofield Sam. Verdugo heads around to second base. It's the second baseman Balance Wheeler who gets it back in. Throwing air for Echeverria. Just one of those days right now for the right-hander. Erratic to the plate and inaccurate to first base, too. Trying to slow things down and get back in rhythm. Ethan Long is waiting on deck against this Fort Wayne offense. It's a hitter's count here. The pitch. All three outside. Last year with Stockton, if you look at the Echeverria numbers, the ERA was 6.55 through 19 starts, with 59 strikeouts, 36 walks, and 57 2/3 innings. There were a couple of starts, though, that blew it out of proportion. A 3-1. A line drive off of the glove of Valenzuela kicks in a shallow right. Carpathios reaches first, and Verdugo takes third. It's a single. If Saheed can secure that line drive on the full lead, that's going to be a double play. But he couldn't. Runners are at the corners for Ethan Long. Long walked his first time up. Nobody out, top of the third. And the Tin Caps leading 4-0 and looking for more. Infield is creeping in. First pitch. One dotted in. Outfield stays deep. You can hear the wind. Long DHing. The pitch. Line drive base hit left field. Verdugo trots home. Carpathio stops at second. Elliott wings it in. RBI single for Ethan Long. And it's 5-0 Fort Wayne. They have scored in each of their first three at-bats. It might not be done yet. Still nobody out here in the top of the third inning. Three consecutive base hits for the Padres High A club. There's nobody warming up in the Lugnuts pen. He's on Echeverria to try to right himself. Jacob Campbell steps in. The first pitch. He bunts it up the third base side, and this is a beauty. Echeverria eats it. The bingo. Bunt single Jacob Campbell. He's now 2-for-2, and the bases are loaded. Carpathios to third, Long to second, Campbell on at first. Four straight singles here in the third. But this is Piranha Ball. There are no big bites. And that's the worry is, if there does come the big swing, this game's going to get out of hand. Here's Jake Snyder batting left. 5-0 Tin Caps, nobody up. On the pitch. Check swing, missed outside. He was tempted, but he hung back. Snyder was hit by a pitch his first time up, and he came around to score the fourth Fort Wayne run. Carpathios, Long, and Campbell filling the bags. The deal. Ball two inside. And if that one hit him, that would force the run. Fort Wayne has 7 base hits, and they are all singles. 2 singles for Butterworth, 2 for Campbell, 1 apiece, Long, Carpathios, and Verdugo. A 2-0. All three outside. And now there is action in the Lugnuts pen. I can tell you that because the ball immediately got away. And it's being chased down out of the right field corner. It's Shane Christensen getting warm. This is a 3-0. Snyder taking all the way. Strike call. It was as red as a red light's gonna get. But now the light turns green. Now, if Snyder wants it, he can offer it. And the pitch. Strike two called. Snyder was ready to discard the bat. You've got the red and the green of the Fort Wayne colors. Because everything is themed around the apple. Now, there's apparently no love for a yellow apple. It's home delicious. Payoff pitch from Echeverria. Tripled foul, right side. We'll stay right here. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Campbell leads away from first base. Behind him, Schofield Sam guards the line. Long from second, Carpathios from third. And the 3-2. Chopper hit to second, grabbed by Valenzuela. Then he juggles it, and he has no play. He went to transfer glove to throwing hand, and the ball fell right out of his hands. And it flipped up into the air, and everybody advanced. Carpathios scores on the air. Long to third, Campbell to second, Snyder on at first, 6-0 Fort Wayne. Dave Berba is walking out to the mound while looking all the while to his right down to the bullpen. Aaron Sahib is his third of the season. He has had a couple in this inning. The first one was difficult. A line drive by Carpathians with Verdugo at second, where he got up in the air and the ball just came out of his glove. It hit the glove and it popped right out. That could have been a double play and erased the runners. That would have begun things with two outs, nobody on for Ethan Long. And now you've got this one, where that was tailor-made to turn into. Instead, Snyder, Campbell, Long, the runners. Two runs home. 6-0 Tin Caps. Nobody out for Addison Kopack. Righty, righty. Echeverria brings it. Ground ball hits it short. This could be two. Corona Grauer to Valenzuela. Oh, but a first baseman, Schofield Sam. 6-4-3. Long scores. 7-0 Fort Wayne. No RBI for Kopack. To third base, Campbell. Well, credit Stephen Echeverria. Because that has been the key with all of this, has been... Even the hard contact has just been a single. And he's gotten the last two batters to hit the ball on the ground. Can he get Jose Sanabria and Strand Campbell? Line drive beyond Echeverria. One hops to Valenzuela. The thought of first ends the top of the third inning. So in the end, for Fort Wayne, they score 3 on 4 hits and an error. And a runner left at third. The Tin Caps lead is now 7-0. Go to the bottom of the third inning for Michigan State Capitol.
Check one.
As we go to the bottom half of the third inning, it's Fort Wayne leading 7-0 over the Lansing Lugnuts. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. For the Tin Caps, what a start to this game. 1 in the 1st, 3 in the 2nd, 3 in the 3rd against Stephen Echeverria. And Isaiah Lowe on the other side doing his job. Takes on 9-1-2. We begin with Zahid Valenzuela batting left. Ball 1 outside. Saheed followed by Rodney Green Jr., then Joshua Carota Grauer. Lowe's pitch. Ball 2 wide. The command started to waver for Isaiah Lowe in the second inning, but it didn't limit his effectiveness. That was a walk and a hit batter, but no hits, no runs. And there's ball 3 low from Lowe. And I bet he's never heard that one before. Isaiah Lowe. Top prospect in the Padres organization. Those hard deals. There's a called strike in the outside corner. Fastball, slider, and a changeup. His arsenal out of Combine Academy, which is an interesting place. Valenzuela pulls it on the right side. Two hops for the first baseman, Kopack. Right to low covering. Out number 1. So the Combine Academy. Combine Academy High School, and let me read directly from the terrific game notes as put together by Jayden Taylor sitting to my right, working with John Nolan. Combine Academy High School is a small boarding school focused on producing talent in baseball, basketball, golf, and soccer. Rodney Green Jr. takes ball one, jackknifed him. Well, let me ask you, Isaiah Lowe, how good of a golfer are you? School was founded 13 years ago. 1-0. Strike called, grabbing the outer edge. It was founded by Trevor Booker, if you remember the great Clemson Tiger. The break even for Green. Foul the way left side. Strike two. Rodney struck out his first time. The Lugnuts are batting. One out, nobody on. They're down 7-0. Well, the Combine, Combine Academy High School has helped more than 500 student-athletes earn scholarships in the last 13 years. Pitch on its way. Ball two outside. And that very much includes Lowe. And even though it wasn't a scholarship, I want you to consider he was drafted from there. He's in pro ball, and he's great. Here's the 2-2 up high and away. Isaiah Lowe, back in 2022, was rated the number two right-handed pitcher in North Carolina. He was off to attend Wake Forest on the full scholarship. Green takes. Ball four up and away. Lowe just missed. There's the second walk given that, and a one-out base runner. So here's been the difficulty for Lowe, has just been health early. 2023, made his debut. Arizona Complex League, came up to Lake Elsinore for three starts. But there were shoulder problems that shut him down. So last year, 2024, returned to Lake Elsinore, and he was healthy. Joshua Carota-Grauer swings and misses. Strike one. Carota-Grauer whiffed his first time. The Lugnuts are trailing 7-0. This is the number two hitter in the order. With one out, Green usually a stolen base threat, but knocked down by seven runs. Carota-Grauer taps it foul right side, strike two. Last year, right-hander Isaiah Lowe, 17 appearances, 13 starts, spanned 72 innings for the Lake Elsinore Storm, and he struck out 89 batters. He only gave up two homers in those 72 innings. He fires. Fouled back. Got the fastball in on the hands. And so he earned a promotion up to Fort Wayne. And he made seven starts for the Tin Caps. 33 1/3 innings to end the year. Back here with the Tin Caps to start up this year. He lets it fly. And that's fouled down the right side. Up into the stands. Right past a fan reaching up with the left hand. But no. And I think that we can draw some parallels between Isaiah Lowe and the Lugnuts starting pitcher Steven Echeverria in terms of the starts so far have been rocky. Last time out for Lowe, just 2/3 of an inning. Like the time before that, 2/3 of an inning. There are going to be better days ahead. Two-strike pitch. Sweeper fouled away right side. Joshua Carota-Grauer is fighting. Rodney Green Jr., just a couple of steps away from first, held on by Kopech. Tommy White is on deck. There's danger here. The pitch. Foul back again. Carota-Grauer is taking hacks. The Lugnuts are looking for their first base hit today. It's been 0-2 for a while. The pitch, fouled back. It stays right there. Joshua Carota-Grauer is a contact hitter to the extreme. All right, Isaiah Lowe, what do you want to do right here on 0-2? One on, one out. There it comes. Wait just a second. Time was granted very late to Carota-Grauer. It's dangerous for the pitcher. Lowe is holding and holding and holding. The very first pitch in this plate appearance was swung at and missed. And since then, we've had six consecutive foul balls. The eighth pitch of the plate appearance. Down and away. He wasted it. And Carota-Grauer let it pass for ball one. Right now, when it comes to pitch count, unofficially, Isaiah Lowe has actually used more pitches than Stephen Echeverria, although Echeverria has gone with his three innings. Kuroda Grauer swings, lines a base hit to right field. He wins the battle. Green stops at second. In comes the throw to second from Karpathios. An oppo single for Kuroda Grauer. That was a pitcher's nightmare. Go up 0-2 and Josh just fouls off everything before getting a pitch he can do something with. Here's the case for Isaiah Lowe, and this has been part of the frustrations in the early part of the year. He has now worked 2 1/3 innings, and he's at 55 pitches. And this feels like it's going to be another short stint. 2-1, one out. Tommy White swings and misses strike one. And they are working White in. Lowe would love a double play ball. Tommy flied out to the center fielder, Snyder, his first time. The Lugnuts trail 7-0. Bottom of the third. The pitch. Sliced foul up the right side. That's that classic Tommy White cricket swing where he just drops the barrel. All right. It was 0-2 on Kuroda Grauer for a while. And then in the end, he singled. It's 0-2 on Tommy White, and he does not strike out easily either. Here it comes. Front door slider left inside. Ball one. And you've got Rodney Green Jr. at second and Joshua Kuroda Grauer at first. Both of them run well, especially Green. There's one man out. The 1-2. High fly out to left center. It's not going to travel for White. Left fielder Campbell dashes in, and he runs it down. A long run with the wind tugging at it the whole way. Two outs. Bring up the cleanup hitting, TJ Schofield-Sam. This just does not feel like a good day to hit the ball in the air. Not for the batter, and not for the outfielder. All right, two on, two out. Lansing down 7-0. Schofield-Sam walked his first time. The native Canadian on the first pitch. Takes ball one low. With the way that the action has continued down in the Lugnuts pen, makes me think that Jake Christensen will be coming on for Echeverria in the fourth inning, that Stephen's day is going to be done. We'll see. 7-0 Tin Caps. And the ball one delivery. Inside. This is such a different TJ Schofield-Sam. A man who played four straight years with the Stockton Ports 2021 through 2024 after he was drafted in the 12th round out of North Park Secondary School back in 2019 from Brampton, Ontario. 2-0. Yoked foul and caught by the Guardian down the right side. Just to make sure that Jake Christensen stays okay. Oh, yeah, give the man his props. I think that's Blaise Pontes as the personal protector of the reliever. 2-1 pitch. Cue shot foul. Rolling left. Adam Jaxa called the spinner earlier in the series a dreidel. Only Adam. He is currently away on assignment. Director of Broadcasting at Central Michigan, so he's calling Chippewa baseball. 2-2. Outside corner called. Strike three on the low slider. He strikes out his fourth. The single and the walk are stranded. The Lugnuts remain scoreless. And we motor our way into the fourth inning. 7-0 Tin Caps.
My name is William Yank. I'm a 23-year-old three-time leukemia survivor. One evening, my roommate was trying to talk to me, and I responded to him in a delirium of mess and confusion. And he said, "We're going to the ER immediately." And came back with leukemia. They started me on chemos. They started me on a bunch of antibiotics, but the chemo wasn't exactly working. So my oncologist decided that he wanted to try me with CAR T cell therapy. And it worked. Leukemia Lymphoma Society was this unforeseen blessing for me because I wouldn't have been able to get CAR T cell therapy. We are about 9 months post-transplant and feeling very healthy, strong, and I live.
To give or get help, visit lls.org.
Aloha, this is Hunter Bro. Now let's get back to Lugnuts Baseball.
Fort Wayne has not been blanked yet. One run in the first inning, three in the second, three in the third. Let's go to the fourth. But let's bring out a new pitcher for them to face. Steven Echeverria is indeed done. New man on the mound is Jake Christensen, the St. Paul Minnesotan. That'll face the top of the order. It's Brandon Butterworth, followed by Durfee and then Verdugo. First pitch. Strike called outside corner. Christensen has a wealth of pitches to choose from. Fastball, curve, a slider, and a splitter for the former Tampa Bay Ray farmhand. Butterworth's 2-for-2, two singles. Slider, strike two called, outside corner. On the end for Steven Echeverria, three innings worked, seven hits, seven runs. All the seven hits were singles. He walked one, he hit one. And now, hoping that his teammates bring him back into this game. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball away. Good night, Brandon Butterworth. One batter and one strikeout for Christensen. Seventh appearance of the season for Christensen out of the Lugnuts pen. First year in the A's organization. And 8 1/3 innings now. He struck out eight batters. Deals to Brendan Durfee. Batting left. Fouled away. Left side. Strike one. Just below the suites. Bouncing around the concourse. Heading to get some popcorn. The fan with a kick save of that baseball. Durfee is 0-for-2 with a ground out and a flyout. The pitch. A chopper up the right side. Foul ball before it reaches Schofield Sam. Strike two. Five pitches. Five strikes. Fort Wayne 7, Lansing nothing in the fourth inning. Game 5 of the 6-game series. Time granted to Durfee. Adjust the batting gloves, Nomar Garcia-Parra style. Now the Monrovia, Californian. Waits on the 0-2. Swing and a miss, he's gone. A little hazy there from Christensen. Six pitches, six strikes. Bring up Rosman Verdugo. Sack fly in the first, single run scored in the third, 7-0 Tin Caps in the fourth. First pitch. Outside, ball one, and we are no longer immaculate. Well, it was fun while it lasted. Last immaculate inning for the Lugnuts was 3 years ago. Grant Holman. The ball went offering. A ground ball hit to shortstop. Corona Grauer gathers. The thought of first. And the stretch by Schofield Sam. Side retired. In rapid order. Eight pitches needed by Christensen. 3.5 complete. 7-0 Fort Wayne.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, LoveLost is here to help. LoveLost is a free, easy-to-use database utilizing photo matching technology to search participating shelter partners and social platforms to bring pets home. Simply upload a photo to report a lost or found pet to the largest free lost and found database, or pre-register your pet today so you're ready if the unthinkable happens. With over 100,000 reunions and counting, Love Lost unites communities through technology to make a difference. Let's unite to reunite, because every pet deserves a lifetime of love. Visit lovelost.org and register today.
Aloha, it's Blaze Pontes. Let's get you back to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball.
The wave makes its way around Jackson Field. Bottom of the fourth inning, Lugnuts trail 7-0. And Jared Dickey greets Isaiah Lowe, right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter. Strike called outside corner. 5-6-7, Dickey the batter, Elliott on deck, and then Yamauchi. Lowe's pitch, swing and a miss. Lugnuts order that has worn out the Fort Wayne pitching core over the course of the series. But Isaiah Lowe, so far, he's been keeping them on their heels. Two-strike pitch. Down and away. And yet, we've seen what this Lugnuts crew is capable of. Shortstop Butterworth up the middle. The deal. Fly ball, right field. Carpathios races back. He's at the wall, and he can't make the catch. He's down, and the ball's down two in the corner. Dickey's around second. He's rushing around to third, and Darryl Kennedy holds him there. Carpathios nearly made a magnificent catch out on the top of the digital board. But when the ball came free and he went down, that meant three bases. Jared Dickey in front of his parents, just in town from Tennessee yesterday, collects his first triple of the year. Here comes the offense. Clark Elliott bats. Ball called by the bases umpire Anderson, and Dickey is awarded home. And the Lugnuts are on the scoreboard. Fort Wayne 7, Lansing 1. As quick as that. Fourth balk this year called against Fort Wayne. Second on Lowe. Elliott takes a called strike. Well, if you're Isaiah Lowe, now just bear down and focus on the batter at hand. Clark Elliott, whom he hit Elliott's first trip. Righty to lefty. Swing and a miss. Great off speed. In the Fort Wayne pen, there's action. So we might be seeing the end of Lowe soon. He'll try to get through this fourth inning. Elliott takes the ball low. Did not chase. It's Josh Mallitz who's warming up in the bullpen right now. The 6-3 right-hander out of Tampa. Elliott looking to ignite something, but it's a pitcher's pitch on 1-2. Ground ball yanked foul, into the dugout, then pinballed around. Off the back wall, off the railing, off the back wall. And the bullpen catcher, Colin Turner. Careful, Colin. Jake Christensen, the current pitcher for the Lugnuts, got that ball away. Elliott swings and lifts it out to left field. Jacob Campbell has battled the wind, but not here. Can of corn. Out number one. And bring up Casey Yamauchi. Yamauchi flied out to left field his first time. 7 runs on 7 singles for Fort Wayne. No errors. And a run on 2 hits and 2 errors for the Lugnuts. The triple, the balk. Well, Lucas Ray is not wasting any more time. We've got the call to Josh Mallitz right now. For Isaiah Lowe, whose last 2 outings totaled only 1 1/3 innings. He goes 3 1/3 here today. And he struck out Rodney Green and Josh Carota-Grauer and TJ Schofield-Sam and Jared Dickey for his four Ks. And you know, that's doing something. This was good work. In comes Josh Mallets. While I have this moment, let's look around the Midwest League. Because the league right now, especially the Midwest League East Division, is fascinating. Lugnuts are 12-7, one game back of the first place West Michigan Whitecaps in the East. The Whitecaps are 13-6, and they lead Dayton right now 1-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning from Dayton, Ohio. The Dragons' record is just 7-12, but Dayton has pitched West Michigan great in this series. Except for yesterday. West Michigan blew them out yesterday. The Great Lakes Loons and the Lake County Captains are both 10-8. They're playing one another in a doubleheader today. They're going to get things started at 5 p.m. We'll see Lake County here in Lansing, Michigan, starting on Tuesday for a six-game series. So it's West Michigan, Lansing, Great Lakes and Lake County, then Fort Wayne in fifth place at 9-10 because they've lost the last three meetings with the Lugnuts. They win today, they're back at 500. And then Dayton's in the cellar. Over the Midwest League's West Division, the Quad Cities River Bandits are the class so far at 13-5, although they've been beating up on Peoria, which is 5-13 and has dropped two in a row. The Beloit Skycarp and the South Bend Cubs will get things going in about, 1 hour, 40 minutes away. Beloit is 8-10, South Bend is 6-13. And lastly, the Cedar Rapids Colonels are underway against Wisconsin. No score in the first inning. Cedar Rapids is 11-7, and Wisconsin is 7-12. That's out in the West. Here in Lansing, Michigan, it's 7-1 Fort Wayne. One run in for the Lugnuts, one out. Casey Yamauchi takes ball one from the new pitcher, Josh Mallets. Mallets was signed by the Padres as an undrafted free agent out of Ole Miss. Out of the windup, the pitch. Yamauchi cranks it foul up the left side. Bounds over beyond the relievers of the Fort Wayne pen. They tried for a kick save, but no. It didn't work out. There was a whiff. Yamauchi 0 for 1 with a flyout. Josh Mallets comes in with a 7.45 ERA. In 5 appearances, 9 2/3 innings. Only 2 walks, 11 Ks. Swing and a miss by Yamauchi, strike 2. But Mallets has been hittable so far this year. 13 hits, 2 of them home runs. On deck, Nick Schwartz, bottom part of the Lansing order. Pitchers pitch on 1-2 to the contact hitter. Breaking ball bounced foul up the left side. Big curveball from Mallets. This is the thing about what the A's are constructing and what they're clearly targeting. There's guys who don't strike out, guys who make it very difficult for a pitcher to put them away. Jacob Wilson or Joshua Carota-Grauer. Here's Yamauchi. 1-2. And again, he bounces it foul up the left side. Again, on a filthy curveball. Here's Yamauchi says, all right, what else you got? You want to try that pitch again? Is this the heat from Mallets? 1-2. Curveball lined off the glove of third baseman Verdugo. Base hit left field. Yamauchi was ready. In comes the throw from Campbell. Single for Yamauchi. You can't show him the breaking ball that many times in a row. He attacked it. A one out base runner brings up Nick Schwartz. And Yamauchi is a threat to run. 7-1 Fort Wayne. One run already in this fourth inning. Nick Schwartz, the Lugnuts catcher, batting eighth. Righty to righty. Ball one low. When Mallets took on the Lugnuts earlier in this series, we've got to go all the way back. He pitched in the 15-14 game, and he allowed 5 runs on 5 hits in 1 2/3 innings. A ball one offering. Fouled back into the screen. Mallets came in out of the bullpen for the starter, Ian Koenig. And he ended the second inning and he pitched a perfect third. And then in the bottom of the fourth inning, it began with a Cole Khan Oppo home run against him, then an Elliott single and a Valenzuela double, and a Tommy White homer. Check on the runner. Yamauchi back in. A Joshua Kuroda Grauer double later, and Mallett's had to be yanked. So he's looking for a better outing this time. With a big lead to his back, he's in line for the win if he pitches effectively. And he misses low. Two balls and one strike on Nick Schwartz with Saheed Valenzuela on deck. And then, top of the order, Green, Kuroda Grauer, White. Yamauchi the lead at first. The pitch breaks up and away. Ball three. Now, Nick Schwartz has shown us that he is a dead red fastball hitter. And his spot, he hits lasers into left field and left center. 3-1. Ball four, low. And he takes his base. Mallett's has come in from the pen. And the first two batters against him have reached. Here's Saheed. This has been such a dynamite start to the Lugnut season. So many different ways that they have won games. They entered this bottom of the fourth inning down 7-0. And now it's 7-1. But there could be more. Fort Wayne looks for the inning-ending double play. First and second, one out. The pitch. Ball one low and away. Valenzuela grounded to the first baseman. Kopak his first time. Third baseman Verdugo is in and off his line. Maybe a step or so back of the grass. Shortstop Butterworth up the middle. The pitch. Slicer up the left side. Long run Campbell. It falls. Foul. Just foul. Just left of the chalk. Otherwise, watch out. One ball and one strike on Valenzuela. Saheed's batting average 262, the on-base percentage 351. This has been the finest that we've seen him as an offensive player for the Lugnuts. He has in general been a utility infielder who's been pressed into everyday action and succeeding. The Cal State Fullerton Titan waiting. Mallett steals. Ball two up high. Schwartz is at first base. The faster Yamauchi is at second. Center fielder Snyder shading to left center. Mallett has the sign. The 6-3 right-hander lets it fly. Fouled off at home. 2-2. And Saheed is another batter who does not strike out easily, who puts the ball into play. The 2-2 pitch, a bouncer down to first base, grabbed by Kopak, wheels, fires to second one, turned to first, that's too late. Fielder's choice erases Schwartz and sends Yamauchi over to third, Valenzuela taking Nick's spot at first base. Two away for Rodney Green Jr. And you know with Rod, this inning has the potential to go a lot of different ways. He has struck out and he has walked. He's a three true outcomes guy. And you know what the third is. Fort Wayne 7, Lansing 1. Here's the pitch. High fly, deep right, back at the wall. It's gone! That is the third true outcome. And it's a three-run homer. Rodney Green Jr.'s league-leading sixth round tripper of the year. And the Lugs trail 7-4. He hit that ball right over Josh Mallett's face and right. Now Joshua Kuroda Grauer, right-hander to right-hander. Strike call. One for two today with a single his last time up. Mallett's pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. And we remember from that single, just because you're ahead of Kuroda Grauer, nothing and two, that doesn't mean that you got this. Two-strike pitch. Reaches out. Pokes it foul. Here we go. It's like watching Louis Aparicio. What do you go to, Josh Mallett's? Feels like it's going to be the curve, right? 0-2. It's the high heater just to see if he would chase, which he didn't. The Lugnuts have scored four runs in this bottom of the fourth inning. They're down by three. The pitch. Ground ball on the left side. Third baseman Verdugo gloves. The throw to first ends the fourth inning. But the Lansing Lugnuts plate four. Triple by Dickey Bachtome. Three-run homer, Rodney Green Jr. He tops the circuit. He goes out to right field with his sixth long ball of the year. And as we head to the fifth inning, the Lugnuts are back in this ball game. That's Fort Wayne 7, Lansing 4.
Your child is sick. With those four words, the innocence and joy of childhood disappears. But Starlight has taught us four other words that make all the difference. The power of play. Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation delivers happiness through gaming, toy deliveries, and more to hospitals across the country. Learn more at starlight.org.
We're with Liam after his fourth military move. When being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is CJ Rodriguez with the Lansing Lugnuts. Time to get back to the game.
Well, 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 start up the fifth inning. Jake Christensen's pitch. Boer is down and in, ball one. Braden Carpathios first, followed by Ethan Long, and then Jacob Campbell. And the Lansing Lugnuts are down 7-4, following a four-run fourth inning. The righty Christensen, second inning of work. Carpathios bounces it, foul up the right side. Cleanup hitter in the Fort Wayne order. Carpathios is grounded out to first. He is singled. He has scored a run. The pitch. Inside. Well, for Christensen, it was just an 8-pitch fourth inning. He struck out two. He struck them out on 6 pitches. And then 2 pitches for a ground out. And this is a 2-1 for Carpathios. With a great batting eye. Ball three skipping in. Tapper foul, and then Carpathios off the bat caught it a second time, and that was deft. That was smooth from Braden Carpathios. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Three, two. Bouncing ball to the second baseman Valenzuela. Room service hop. over to first. One up, one gone. Ethan Long now, righty to righty, a ball outside. Jake Christensen really has settled things down. Four up, four down against him, facing the number five hitter in the order. Long takes a ball, down it in, 2-0. For Long against the starting pitcher, Echeverria, walk and a run scored in the three-run second. RBI single and a run scored in the three-run third. There's a called strike. Fastball from Jake Christensen out of Feather River. FRC, Feather River College. A ball outside, and it's 3-1. On the DH with Jacob Campbell waiting on deck. One out with the bases clear. Top of the fifth inning, sun shining through the clouds. Long bounces this pitch foul into then out of his dugout, the careful Fort Wayne. And it's 3-2 in the second consecutive batter. Yeah, there's the Fort Wayne Tin Caps dugout through the netting. All right, on 3-2, Carpathios grounded out. And we've got a pitch clock infraction on Long to strike him out, according to Pedro Torres. And Lucas Ray is going to need an explanation here. Oh, the first base coach, Luis Mendez, is going to take up this issue with the bases umpire, Anderson. And Lucas Ray is saying, give me an explanation for this. Strikeout of Ethan Long, who had stepped out. Because remember, that foul ball had gone into the dugout, then out of the dugout. And Pedro Torres said, you took too long. There has been frustration, to say the least, with this umpiring crew over the course of the series. Luis Mendez is walking down the line from first. And that'll do it for the conversation between Lucas Ray and Pedro Torres. And Jake Christensen has handed his third strikeout. As the wind picks up, here's Jacob Campbell. Two outs, nobody on. The pitch, outside, ball one. This game is turned, and you can feel it. Cue shot down to first base. Schofield, Sam Fields on her hand to lead Christensen to the bag. And the Fort Wayne Tin Caps have gone down quietly, but with a little bit of frustration as well. The top six hitters taken care of by Christensen with the assistance of the clock, sending us to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Lugnuts scored four in the fourth. What do they have in store here? Halfway to the house, 7-4 Tin Caps.
Your child is sick. With those four words, the innocence and joy of childhood disappears. But Starlight has taught us four other words that make all the difference. The power of play. Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation delivers happiness through gaming, toy deliveries, and more to hospitals across the country. Learn more at starlight.org.
We're with Liam after his fourth military move. When being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is CJ Rodriguez with the Lansing Lugnuts. Time to get back to the game.
Tommy White leads off the bottom of the fifth inning. Lugnuts down 7-4. And he swings and smokes one in a center base hit. Here comes the Lugnuts offense against the righty Josh Mallets. White's first knock of the game. Leadoff single on the first pitch of the bottom of the fifth inning. Lansing trailing 7-4. Tommy White has now hit safely in 11 consecutive games. He has reached base in 13 in a row. TJ Schofield Sam has walked and struck out. First pitch. Strike one called outside corner. Mallets entered in relief of the starter Isaiah Lowe last inning, and he allowed a three-run homer to Rodney Green Jr. Short lead for White. The pitch. Inside. 1-1 to Schofield Sam. There's just that feeling afoot with this Lugnuts offense and with how prolific that they have been. That Fort Wayne is going to need to keep on scoring. But 7 runs might not be enough. Schofield Sam takes ball 2 up and away. Hitters count here for a man with great power who uses the whole field. And he lines a base hit to right field. Carpathios over to play. White's going to try for third. A throw all the way in arrives late. And back-to-back singles have put runners at the corners. Jared Dickey now, 1-for-2, with a triple and a run scored on a balk his last time. That was the Lugnuts' first run. He represents the potential game-tying run now. Nobody out. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. There is not too much threat, you would think, of Schofield Sam trying to break for second base. Tommy White at third. The Tin Caps clinging to this three-run lead. The 0-1. Breaking ball bouncing on a high hop over Kopech. A base hit down the right field line. White scores. Schofield Sam heads for third. The throw comes in from Carpathios. RBI single for Dickey. And Fort Wayne's lead is now 7-5. Three straight singles have opened the home fifth inning. That was a Lansing chop. There is no action in the Tin Caps pen right now. It's on Mallets to try to stem the tide. Here's Clark Elliott batting left, 0-for-1 with a hit by pitch. Mallets delivers. Strike called on the outside corner. We have seen things snowball before for this crew. Elliott out of the deep crouch. Starting to stop at first base by Dickey. The pitch was up and away. Now Jared Dickey will most definitely run. He's 2-for-2 and trying to steal bases this year. One ball and one strike on Elliott. One run in. Down by 2. First and third, nobody out. The break even. Ball 2 outside. Just off the corner. And a tough take. At one point, the score was 7-0. 4 in the fourth. 1 so far in the fifth. The pitch. Flood foul. Left side. And dropping back. The concourse and then make sure that everybody's okay, because there are a lot of people with their back to that baseball. And give it to a kid. Well done. Two balls and two strikes in Elliott. Dickey runs. The pitch, a check swing. It missed. Dickey steals second without a throw, and on appeal he didn't go, so the count is full. Jared Dickey is 3-for-3 in steals. second and third. Payoff pitch. Elliott takes ball four. Outside from Mallett's. The bases are loaded and there's nobody out. And here comes Casey Yamauchi. First, though, the pitching coach, Thomas Eshelman, hustles out to the mound. Wind continues to blow in. For the Lugnuts, a single could tie this ball game. Josh Mallett has now faced the entire starting nine. And the Lugnuts have five hits and two walks against him. He recorded the second and the third outs of the fourth inning. He has not recorded a single out so far in the fifth inning. Elliott at first, Dickey at second, Schofield Sam at third. There's speed at first and second for the Lugnuts. Righty to righty, Mallett's to Yamauchi. Popped him up. Had a shallow right. Brayden Carpathios comes in down the line and off his glove, and the ball is down, rolling into the bullpen. It scores Schofield Sam. Stops on at third for Dickey, but Yamauchi did not see that the runners had stopped in front of him, and he is in a rundown and tagged out. Elliott had held up at second because Dickey had held up at third, and Yamauchi just kept on running. However, Schofield Sam does cross, and the Lugnuts are down by one run. Fort Wayne 7, Lansing 6. That's the first out. It does go down as an error. Drop fly by Carpathios. Now Nick Schwartz, a first pitch swinger. First pitch here. He takes a called strike. You always have to be ready for the aggressiveness of Schwartz. Ready to uncork. He attacks the baseball like a cobra. The strike. A one. Line drive up the middle. Base hit in the center field. The strike came. One run is scored. Here's Elliott. He scores. A throw to second is late. Nick Schwartz, hang on to that bag. You have given the Lugnuts the lead. Two-run single by Schwartz. The Lugnuts were down 7-0, and now they lead 8-7, and it's just been two innings later. Four runs in the fourth, and this so far is a four-run fifth. Here's Saheed Valenzuela. This has been stunning. Saheed, 0 for 2. Check swing, strike called. By the way, Yamauchi has been given credit for a sack fly. That scores Schofield Sam. That was dropped in right field by Carpathio. So give him the RBI from a moment ago. 0-1 pitch. Breaks down low. How about these Lugnuts? 7-0 deficit, don't worry about it. Erased in the matter of two frames. And still looking for more. One out. The pitch. Valenzuela gets a base hit to left field. Schwartz holds at third. In comes the throw from Jacob Campbell. Single for Saheed. And now the piranha ball has shifted. It is the Lugnuts with the singles here in the fifth inning. Five singles, plus the walk and the drop fly and the sack fly. Bring up Rodney Green Jr. Fort Wayne needs some action up in their bullpen. They need it right now. Rodney in his last at bat crushed a three-run homer to right field on the first pitch that he saw. First pitch here. He takes a called strike from Mallett's. Schwartz at third. Valenzuela at first, a threat to run. Lugnuts lead 8-7, one out. And the pitch. Strike two called. Remember, it was Rodney Green who opened up the year over his first 18 against Fort Wayne, but now he's gotten that bat going. Two-strike pitch from Josh Mallets, up high and away. Rodney leads the Lugnuts in striking out. His 29th strikeout came back in the first inning. And yet, still dangerous. Though over to first base, Valenzuela's back in. Carota Grauer's on deck. Fort Wayne looks to turn two. Valenzuela runs, and the pitch is fouled back over the screen just below us. Zahid back to first. The thing about Rodney's home run, too, is he hit it through the wind. Outfield is straight up. Mallets comes set at the belt. Brings the 1-2. Strike three called on the outside corner. And out number two in the home fifth inning. And now Joshua Carota Grauer, the ninth Lugnut to bat this frame. But he's going to face a new pitcher. Nick Wissman, the side-arming right-hander, will replace Josh Mallets. Another tough outing for Mallets here today. He departs with still two runners on the bases. But right now, his line is an inning and a third, seven hits, seven runs, all of them earned. Two walks, one strikeout, one three-run homer to Rodney Green Jr. Nick Wissman, and while I have the chance, let's look around the athletics organization. A windy, sunny Saturday, April 26th in Michigan State Capitol. The Lugnuts, the high A affiliate for the athletics. All the other games later on tonight, the Stockton Ports will send Donnie Chirconis to the mound against the Modesto Nuts at 10:05 p.m. Eastern. At the AA level, Midland Rockhounds and the Arkansas Travelers. Las Vegas Aviators will play the Round Rock Express with Jason Alexander getting the ball at 8:15. At the Major League level, the Athletics will take on the White Sox at 4:05, and Jeffrey Springs gets the ball against Tyler Gilbert. The A's are back at 500 at 13-13. Yesterday, Tyler Soderstrom, 3-for-4, three singles, knocked in a run, scored a run, stole a base. He's hitting .310. But Jacob Wilson, the 2023 Lugnut shortstop, not only went 3-for-4, he homered. He knocked in two runs. He's hitting .347 this year. He's in the top five in the major leagues, batting average and base hits. Luis Severino struck out 7 in 6 innings. Mason Miller did allow a two-run homer in the ninth, but don't worry about it. He picked up the save, his eighth, and the A's beat the White Sox 6-5. Back to action here. Joshua Carota Grauer against Nick Wissman. Valenzuela at first, Schwartz at third. First pitch sweeps outside. Ball one. Third pitcher of the ball game for the Tin Caps, who at one point led the ball game 7-0. They're trailing 8-7 right now in the fifth. Two outs. The pitch. Ball two, down and away. And Tommy White is waiting in the on-deck circle. Wissman is a 4.35 ERA in 7 appearances. 10 in the third innings, only one walk, 7 Ks. The ball two offering. And there's a called strike. And you figured with his command that that would be somewhere in the zone. Native of Dayton, Ohio, and a Dayton Flyer. drafted last year in the eighth round out of Dayton. Hitter's count, 2-1. The pitch. Strike two called. Carota Grauer's taken four in a row. Does Valenzuela try to run at first base? He does. And Carota Grauer grounds to shortstop. Butterworth gloves the throw to first. And that'll do it. Nine Lugnuts hit in the bottom of the fifth inning. Four scored on five base hits and one error. The key blow, the go-ahead two-run single by Nick Schwartz. Two left stranded on our way to the sixth inning. Lugnuts 8, Tin Cap 7.
I'm Elton John. When he was just 13, my friend Ryan White was diagnosed with AIDS. This was 40 years ago. At the time, he was shunned and threatened by his community, yet his grace and determination to help change the world for himself and all those infected with HIV was an inspiration. He is part of the reason I founded the Elton John AIDS Foundation. Since it began, the foundation has helped reach over 100 million people at risk of and affected by AIDS. Learn more at eltonjohnaidsfoundation.org. Follow us at EJAF on Instagram.
Ms. Fernandez, what are those tiny things?
Those are called amoebas. You can only see them through a microscope.
Wow.
Today's students are tomorrow's great thinkers and innovators. But right now, there's a funding crisis in public schools. Donors Choose is a nonprofit that lets you support students and teachers in your community and beyond. You could provide pencils and paper, help a music class get a guitar,
or even a science project for a classroom like mine.
Learn more at DonorsChoose.org.
Nate Ankiel here with the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's get back to the game. Go Nuts.
Well, this has been something. Yes, on Sanchez is now in. Stephen Echeverria started it, went three innings, allowed seven runs, departed. Lugnuts trailed 7-0. They're leading 8-7 right now. Sanchez misses outside. Ball one to Jake Snyder. Jake Christensen came out of the bullpen, and he fired two perfect innings. And while he did so, the Lugnuts scored four runs in the fourth and four more in the fifth. The pitch, fouled away left side. One ball, one strike on Snyder here in the sixth inning. Snyder, Kopak, and Sanabria. 7, 8, 9 batters in the order. Now Jake Christensen suddenly in line to win this game. You know, unless something funny happens. We've seen a lot of strange things. The pitch, a line drive, left field. Clark Elliott over. He's there for the catch. And if you go back to the way that Stephen Echeverria ended his outing, let's go back to the top of the third. The first five batters all reached. Three runs had scored. The bases were loaded. Nobody out. In fact, the third run scored on a double play ball off the bat of Addison Kopak, this man. Here's the pitch. Chopper up the left side, but foul. Strike one. So, first five reach, and then the double play ball by Kopak scores the third run of the rally. Made it 7-0. But Jose Sanabria grounded out to second, and so it went from bases loaded, nobody out, to the side retired, just like that, thanks to Echeverria. Kopak takes, strike two called. So Fort Wayne led 7-0. But it could have been a bigger lead. The pitch, way outside. And they go from being up 7-0 to now being down 8-7. And they're on their heels. You could feel this coming, the way that Jake Christensen was cruising right through the top of their order, all the while the Lugnuts were making life difficult. The pitch outside, 2-2. Josh Mallets charged with 7 runs in 1 1/3 innings in relief of Isaiah Lowe, the starter. Sanchez is 2-2, just barely outside. Slider. payoff pitch is skied up into the wind and foul, out of play, off to the right. One out, nobody on. Sanabria waiting, but first the payoff to Kopech. Strike three called, outside corner. Sanchez's first K. Got him looking with the fastball. Ball one inside to Jose Sanabria. Sacrifice and the RBI in the second inning as he squeezed in Jacob Campbell. Grounded out to second base in the third. 8-7 Lugnuts. The pitch. A called strike. Break even. Strike two called outside corner. Oh, if Yerson Sanchez is feeling good, watch out. He pitched on Tuesday as well, the 15-14 game, and you could make the case he was the most effective pitcher utilized by the Lugnuts. He was great. The deal? Down and away. He went 1 1/3, hitless, scoreless innings. He faced four batters. He set them all down. He struck out two, Carpathios and Long. Two-two pitch from Sanchez. Sanabria swings and grounds foul. Andrew Lucas Ray, kick up that right foot, let it pass onward. Here's the pitch. That's a little low. Lugnuts thought that they had it. 3-2, with the leadoff hitting Brandon Butterworth waiting on deck. Good at bat, Sanabria. Out of La Victoria, Venezuela. Here's the pitch. He swings and taps it foul. And stays tough against the right-hander out of La Romana, Dominican Republic. The slender Yerson Sanchez. 6 to 165 pounds. Bring that payoff. Fly ball out to center field. Rodney Green Jr. goes back. Now in to make the catch. Side retired in perfect fashion. 11 straight batters have been set down by Lugnuts pitching. To the bottom of the sixth inning. Lansing leading 8-7 and now looking to expand upon the lead.
Many of our U.S. veterans and service members face challenges. Mental health struggles, housing obstacles, employment, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At the Bob Woodruff Foundation, we raise awareness about the tough challenges veterans and military families face and invest in solutions to help support them in the next chapter of their lives. And with one solution comes the next. We solve a housing situation, we increase employment opportunities. We solve employment problems, we address food insecurity. We solve food insecurity, we impact physical and mental health issues. Learn more about our work at bobwoodruffoundation.org/success.
Hey, it's Cole Kahn with Lansing Lugnuts. Let's get back to the broadcast.
Tommy White steps in. Let's get the bottom of the sixth inning going. It was White who led off the bottom of the fifth. Lugnuts up 8-7. Sidewinding Nick Wissman offers. Ball one. And all the way to the backstop just to check in with the Jackson sign. Tommy White is 1-3. He ignited the four-run go-ahead rally in the fifth inning with a single into center. At here, on the ball with offering, he serves it foul to the right side. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. And Tommy White. He's been Mr. not only a hit every day, multiple hits every game. Westman's pitch, fouled away right side, strike two. I mean, that batting average is right now 296, and it just climbs precipitously, not steadily. It's jumping up by the day. There is action in the Lugnuts pen, so Yeison Sanchez might be done after his perfect sixth inning. Schofield Sam on deck, then Dickey. Pitcher's pitch here from Wiseman on 1-2. A bouncing ball down toward third. Verdugo accepts, guides it across. And one third baseman puts out the other, or at the very least, the usual third baseman for the Lugnuts, White DHing today. That's the first down. Wiseman is trying to settle things down the same way that Jake Christensen settled things down for the Lugnuts. In the first game of the series, the Lugnuts blew the 7-run lead. They were up 9-2. Fort Wayne then scored 11 unanswered, and then the Lugnuts came roaring back and tied the game at 13-13 before falling 15-14. TJ Schofield Sam steps in and takes a called strike. So, what do we have here today? There's no way that 8-7 is the final, right? Lugs up by a run. Schofield Sam takes a ball up and in. The Lugnuts were down 7-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Jared Dickey got everything going. Schofield Sam's 1-for-2, single and a walk. That's up and in, ball two. But down 7-0, Dickey led off the bottom of the fourth inning with a triple. And the starting pitcher for the Tin Caps, Isaiah Lowe, balked him home, and it was 7-1. 2-1 pitch. Shot beyond the third baseman, Verdugo. Base hit into left field. Schofield Sam is on again. Campbell relays it in. That was sizzling. TJ Schofield Sam has reached base 3 times in 4 trips. He is 2-for-3 officially. His batting average is .375. He now has 21 base hits this year, which ties him with Nate Nankill. Tommy White is 24 to lead the team. Jared Dickey has singled and tripled in 3 trips. The pitch, outside, ball one. Well, down 7-1, the Lugnuts then in that bottom of the fourth inning. Casey Yamauchi singled, Nick Schwartz walked, raced on a fielder's choice by Saeed Valenzuela, and Rodney Green Jr. crushed a 3-run homer to make it 7-4 Fort Wayne. Ball one offering from Wiseman. Ball two down and in. Then in the fifth inning, White the single. Schofield Sam a single. Jared Dickey an RBI single to play at White to make it 7-5. Clark Elliott Joe walk. The sack fly was dropped in right field to make it 7-6. Nick Schwartz then the 2-run go-ahead single. 8-7 Lugnuts, and here we are. The pitch. That's in there. That was a called strike. 2-1 to Dickey. Wiseman right now is having to go through the left-hand gauntlet. The first lefty, Schofield Sam, singled against him. And now the side armor against Dickey. So dangerous, hitting .339. And a hitter's count. Over to first base, Schofield Sam back in. This Lugnut squad is something. A 2-1 pitch again. We'll wait on the pickoff. When the Lugnuts lost to the Great Lakes Loons on a Saturday night, not all that long ago, on April the 12th, they fell 12-6. The Loons blew things out late, scored 7 runs in the 7th, 2 in the 9th. Lugs were 3-4. There's a called strike in the outside corner. 2-2 on Dickey. So that loss dropped the Lugnuts down to 3-5. And how did they follow that up? By winning the next day in come-from-behind fashion, walking off in 12 innings on a Jared Dickey 2-run single in the 12th. The pitch, Dickey bounces, grabbed by Wiseman, fires the second one, turned the first by Butterworth, not in time. Dickey is safe. A fielder's choice for the second out. That Jared Dickey game winner. Well, that started a six-game winning streak, and the Lugnuts went from 3-5 to being 9-5. They lost the finale in Wisconsin, fell to 9-6, lost the opening game of this series, fell to 9-7, and they've won three in a row. They're 12-7 today, looking for a 13th win of the year in their 20th game of the season. Here's Clark Elliott, two outs, Dickey at first. The pitch, off-speed down low, ball one. Elliott has been hit by a pitch, and he's flied to left, and he's walked and scored a run. So the batting average isn't helping, but his on-base percentage is silly. He takes a ball outside. Do you realize that Clark Elliott has a 500 on-base percentage right now? That he has reached base in fully half of his 60 plate appearances for the year. 30 times on. And this is his 15th game of the season. Twice every day. The pitch is outside. It's 3-0. And he might reach for a third time today. Wiseman lets it fly. Runner starts and stops from first. Oh, the pitch called a strike. That's that Jared Dickey. Just wants to make sure that they're aware of him. And one on Elliott, who does have some power. And he grounds this one right of the mound. In a right center field, base hit. There goes Dickey. Touches second. Flashing for third. The throw comes into second base on the Elliott single. He is on for a third time today. First and third, two gone for Casey Yamauchi. It's an 11-hit game for the Lugnuts. Coming into play today, this offense was hitting at a 281 clip. Nobody else in the Midwest League is close. Righty, righty. 8-7 nuts in the sixth inning. Wiseman offers. Swing and a foul tip. Strike one. Casey is 1-for-2, single, run scored. A dropped sack fly at an RBI his last time. Elliott's a threat to run at first base. Not moving. Yamauchi scorches it into left. Base hit. Dickey scores. Elliott holds up at second. Campbell plays it into shortstop. An RBI single for Yamauchi. His second hit, his second ribby, and the lead grows to 2. Lugnuts 9, Tin Cap 7. Three more singles in the sixth inning. Now Nick Schwartz, first and second, two gone. First pitch, ball one inside. Will Fort Wayne warm up another arm soon? That looks to be the indication. 12-hit game for the Lugnuts. 9 unanswered runs. Wiseman's pitch. Inside to Schwartz as the second baseman Sanabria broke to the bag. But Wiseman fired it in anyway. And the right side of the infield was open. But Nick Schwartz way out in front now. 2 balls, no strikes. 1-for-2 with a 2-run single and a walk. The pitch swerves outside. 3-0. Wiseman's just not sharp today. Does Schwartz take? He does. Strike one call. Fastball from Wiseman. Works in the upper 80s usually. But with that low arm angle on the great sweeper, makes it uncomfortable. Saheed Valenzuela is waiting on deck. And one more pitch that misses would load up the bases. Sanabria breaks in a second, throw in, and he dropped the throw. Clark Elliott was back in anyway. Schwartz takes a called strike two. Count is even. Count is full, I should say. Well, that means that these runners will be off and moving. Outfielders Campbell in left, Snyder in center, Carpathios in right, straight up. Carpathios is deep. Second baseman Sanabria deep, cheating to his right up the middle. First baseman Kopak away from his bag. Third baseman Verdugo down the line. There go Elliott and Yamauchi on this 3-2, but first a step off the rubber just to look Clark Elliott back into second base just to see if those runners would get over eager and leave too soon. No, they are intently watching the right-hander. Can Nick Schwartz deliver another big swing? Knocked in two last time. He takes ball four here. He has drawn his second walk of the game. And he has loaded up the bases for Saheed Valenzuela. Thomas Eshelman wants another word. Eshelman has spent a lot of time visiting the mound today. He'd prefer not to be seen this much. The Lugnuts offense is doing exactly what we have seen them do throughout this year, especially as the weather has gotten nicer. Today in Lansing Lugnuts history, it was April 26th, 2024, and the Lugnuts were down to the Dayton Dragons 13-1, going to the bottom of the eighth inning. You remember this game? 13-1 Dragons, bottom of the eighth inning right here at Jackson Field. And the Lugnuts scored 9 runs. There were 3 run-scoring wild pitches, but they lost 14-10 at all. The Dragons' starting pitcher was Rhett Lowder, the first rounder, who struck out 9 batters in 6 innings. But imagine going from being down 13-1 to being down 13-10 in one inning. Saheed Valenzuela takes a called strike on the outside corner. That was last year, April 26th, 2024. A wild one between the Lugnuts and the Dragons. Schwartz at first, Yamauchi at second, Elliott at third. Wisman's pitch. That's lifted down the left side but fell. Off the bricks of the Pepsi porch. No balls and 2 strikes on Valenzuela. Saheed is 1-for-3, singled his last time up. He has scored a run. Switch hitter batting left. And that right front foot is up on its tiptoes. One run is already in. 9-7 Lugnuts. The pitch, way outside. Well, Wisman wasted it. Not sure he wanted it out there. And on the Fort Wayne bullpen up the left field line, right-hander Xavier Ruiz is warming up. 4 runs in the fourth inning, 4 in the fifth. Valenzuela takes the ball low. 1 run so far here in the sixth inning. The Lugnuts are looking to add on. They were down 7-0 after the first 3 innings. It is 9-7 Lansing right now. 2 balls and 2 strikes with 2 outs. Base is loaded. The pitch. Fly ball, left field. Down the line for Jacob Campbell to his right. Makes the catch just inside the stripe. And the Lugnuts leave 3. But 3 singles net 1 run. Let's go to the 7th inning. The Lugnuts lead is now 9-7 over Fort Wayne.
Many of our U.S. veterans and service members face challenges. Mental health struggles, housing obstacles, employment, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At the Bob Woodruff Foundation, we raise awareness about the tough challenges veterans and military families face and invest in solutions to help support them in the next chapter of their lives. And with one solution comes the next. We solve a housing situation. We increase employment opportunities. We solve employment problems. We address food insecurity. We solve food insecurity. We impact physical and mental health issues. Learn more about our work at bobwooderfoundation.org/success.
Hey, it's Cole Kahn with Lansing Lugnuts. Let's get back to the broadcast.
Go back into the Lugnuts bullpen for the top of the seventh inning. Lansing Lugnuts 9, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps 7. And Jake Fenix is checked in. Yason Sanchez goes one perfect inning. He faced the bottom third of the order and he struck out one in a perfect sixth inning. Now Fenix against the top third. Butterworth, Durfee, Verdugo protecting a two-run lead. The pitch to Brendan Butterworth and there called strike one. Brandon Butterworth is 2-for-3. Right-hander to right-hander. Up high. Butterworth is a little bit of an indication of how this game has gone. Because in the first inning, he singled, stole second, scored the first Fort Wayne run on a sac fly from Rosemond Verdugo. Fenix pitch. High again. 2-1. And then in the second inning, Butterworth delivered an RBI single to cap a three-run rally. That made it 4-0. But he didn't bat in the third, struck out in the fourth, and he hasn't batted since then. Butterworth swings, pops this pitch foul, towering back over our heads. 2 balls and 2 strikes. And the reason why he hasn't come up is because his teammates have been going down in rapid succession. So the first couple of times, Fort Wayne was turning that lineup over and over and over. Break even. Fly ball out to left field. Clark Elliott backing up. Comes in with the catch. Little lean. For Jake Fenix, he's now pitched 3 2/3 innings this year. This is his 5th relief appearance. 4 hits, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. His worst outing of the year was the very first appearance of the series. Fenix went on Tuesday against Fort Wayne. And he only lasted 2/3 of an inning. 4 hits, 5 runs. Check swing. Durfee went too far. Strike one. Brendan Durfee is 0-for-3. Ground out, fly out, strike out. Nine to seven, Lugnuts. Tin Cap scored the first 7. Lugs have scored the last 9. Durfee swings and pops this pitch back. Easily back. Onto the roof. Rolling forward. And off the gutter. And into the clubhouse level. No balls and 2 strikes. The 6-7 Fenix brings it. And that one got away. Just a bit outside. 1-2. He tried for the corner and missed. The Oregon State Beaver delivers. Shot beyond the diving shortstop, Carota Grauer. Base hit into left field. Durfee's first time on today. Elliott, though, comes into JKG. And that's a one-out single. Good opposite field approach there from Durfee. Brings up Rosemond Verdugo. Right now on the Lugnuts side, you've got 2 hits apiece for T.J. Schofield, Sam, Jared Dickey, and Casey Yamauchi. Jared Dickey has scored 3 of the Lugnuts' 9 runs. Rodney Green Jr.'s 3-run homer tops all the Ribby producers, though Casey Yamauchi and Nick Schwartz have each knocked in 2 runs. For Fort Wayne, 2-hit games for Butterworth and Campbell. Ethan Long has scored 2 of the 7, down by 2. The pitch to Verdugo. Fouled straight back, strike 1. Fenix challenged him with a fastball. One on, one out. Top of the seventh inning, game five of this six-game series. Here's the pitch. Down and away. Fenix has an interesting repertoire. He has a fastball and a sinker, a curveball, a slider, changeup, and he moves the ball all over the place. The 1-1, that sinks down low, and it escapes the catcher, Schwartz. So Durfee moves up to second on the wild pitch. Coming up tomorrow here at Jackson Field, it's a Capital City Market Kids Day. So what do we have in store? Well, we've got the inflatables. Today's game started at 1:05 p.m., so another matinee tomorrow as catcher Schwartz heads out to visit the mound. And the inflatables will be up, balloon twisting, magic, face painting, and more. And then after the game, kids run the bases. And then after kids run the bases, you just cross the street. You wait for the light, you make sure you've looked both ways. And then you head across Michigan Avenue out to Capital City Market, where right in front they open things up. And there's free ice cream for the kids. There's music. There's chalk drawing. There's all sorts of great entertainment. And that's every single Sunday home game. The pitch to Verdugo. Fenix misses inside. 3-1. The Lugnuts are warming up another arm in the pen. The righty Hunter Bro. A 3-1. Fouled straight back. Full count. So that's tomorrow, 1:05 p.m., the finale. And the Lugnuts will start right-hander Grant Judkins against Eric Yost of Fort Wayne. Gates will open up at 12 noon. That's a rematch from the first Sunday of the regular season, April the 6th. And Judkins was dynamite. A payoff pitch, swing and a miss. He got Verdugo to expand and chased a fastball high and wide. Now the first strikeout for Fenix. Now Jake goes to work against Braden Carpathios. Durfee at second. Two outs for the Tin Caps offense. They're trailing 9-7 in the seventh inning. Righty to lefty. Up high. Once again, not getting on top of that curve. Cleanup hitting Carpathios is 1-for-3, single and a run scored, and the 3-run third inning. On Tuesday, the Lake County Captains will be arriving in town. The pitch. That's a called strike. That's a much better looking curveball. And when you're, it's being thrown by a guy who stands 6 feet 7 inches tall. Well, that pitch is coming down a long ways. Fenix brings it, and he bounced it in. But this time, Durfee stays put at second base. Lake County will be coming in Tuesday through the following Sunday, because today is day number five, game number five, in a 12-game, 13-day homestand. This is the only two-week homestand for the Lugnuts all season. Hitters pitch here, fouled back. Carpathios could not get on top of it. And it's two balls and two strikes. And Jake Fenix is one strike away from a scoreless top of the seventh. The Lugnuts' pen is just as much of a story as their offense. While the offense has scored 9 unanswered runs between the fourth and the sixth innings, Jake Christensen, Yaison Sanchez, and Jake Fenix have been untouched, spotless relief. 2-2. Swing and a miss. There you go. So two perfect innings from Christensen, one perfect inning from Yaison Sanchez, and a scoreless inning from Jake Fenix, striking at 2. Stretch it out.
Thank you very much, Chris. It's time to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. So stand up, stretch it out, and sing with me. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Just buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never.
lecture out at the old ball game. Let's go nuts! Dad Rock Pinker now.
March onward into the bottom of the seventh inning. Hope that you had the chance to stretch it all out wherever you were tuned in. 9-7 Lugnuts lead. Rodney Green Jr. takes a ball high from the new man on the mound, the hard-throwing Tyson Nabors. This is going to be fun. Nabors has brilliant stuff. The question is command. When he commands, he's darn near untouchable. Lets it fly. And the fastball's at the knees. A called strike one. Nabors against the top of the order, against the 2024 fourth rounder Green, the third rounder Kuroda Grauer, the second rounder White for the Lugnuts. Lansing in the lead 9-7. Green is homeward today. The pitch, a ball outside. 2-1. Rodney Green Jr. has struck out twice. He has walked. He has clobbered a three-run homer. His seat is a league-leading sixth round tripper of the year. Nabors brings it. Up high again. Three balls and a strike. Rodney would not mind a walk right here. Tyson Nabors so far this year, 16 strikeouts and 7 2/3 innings. But this is a 3-1. And it's rolled over foul. Count is full. 16 strikeouts, 5 walks, 6 hits, 2 hit batters for Nabors through those 7 2/3. Fourth rounder last year from Kansas State. The pitch fouled straight back, and let's try it again. So while the Padres were turning toward Nabors, the Athletics went toward Green. The K-State Wildcat against the Cal Golden Bear. Here's the pitch. That too is fouled away. Tyson Nabors was selected with the 118th overall pick. Rodney Green Jr. went 104th. 14 picks ahead of him. Let's try it again. Payoff. Well, hang on a second. Time was granted right before that pitch was thrown. Late time granted by the home plate umpire Torres to Green. Right before the fastball came hurtling plateward. On the video board it says 3-4. The pitch, low, ball 4. And Rodney walks for a second time. For Rodney Green Jr., 14 walks now, John, this year. I mean, leadoff hitter. So a job to draw walks, and you know, every now and then lead the league in homers. That's good too. He's a threat to run. Lugnuts lead 9-7 in the seventh. Joshua Kuroda Grauer lays down a bunt left of the mound. Nabors picks it up, throws to first in time. Sacrifice works out. Green up to second. There is very much a part of me, a big part, that says Kuroda Grauer would not have minded if he was bunting for a hit too. But that was an in control defensive play by Nabors. Now Nabors against Tommy White. This is power against power. And get ready for Nabors to show off his great secondary stuff, because his breaking stuff is excellent. He is not just all gas. Green at second, one out. First pitch, he bounced it in. What a job by Brendan Durfee. knocking it down. Ball one. Yesterday, Rodney Green Jr. got on, and Tommy White got him in. A balloon hat has been taken by the wind and is being carried right behind home plate behind the Fort Wayne on deck circle. They've rescued it. There's the pitch. White pops it foul off to the right side. Yeah, give that kiddo that balloon hat. All right, it's being brought back to the family. The rescue mission was successful. The green and gold A's-colored balloon hat has been restored to its rightful possessor and wearer. Dangerous to wear balloons here in the wind. White hits a high fly to center. In comes Snyder. In a little more, in a little more, in a little more. Makes the catch in the shallow right center. If the wind can take a balloon hat, it can take a baseball. Two outs. Green stuck at second. The batter is TJ Schofield Sam. TJ Schofield Sam is 2-for-3 with a walk and two singles. He's been wonderful. Neighbors looks for a scoreless seventh. 9-7 nuts. He brings it. And he broke it down and in. Ball one. Conversation between Durfee and Neighbors. You know, in a sense, a pitcher and a catcher are generally neighbors. Here comes Brendan Durfee back to home plate. Durfee was drafted last year just like Tyson. And it would not be difficult to assume those two will be climbing the Padres ladder together. Durfee, a 14th rounder from UC Santa Barbara. Fourth rounder, Neighbors from K-State. Let's it fly. Down and in. 2-0 on Schofield Sam. It is such a dramatic finish for Tyson with the way that he brings those pitches in. Rodney Green Jr. staring over his shoulder, leading away from second. Pitch, a ground ball heading the high hop to second baseman Sanabria. Takes his time. Over to first to end the inning. Hitless, scoreless for Neighbors. He strands the leadoff walk at second. We go to the eighth in a 9-7 game. The Lugnuts on top of Fort Wayne.
Many of our U.S. veterans and service members face challenges. Mental health struggles, housing obstacles, employment, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At the Bob Woodruff Foundation, we raise awareness about the tough challenges veterans and military families face and invest in solutions to help support them in the next chapter of their lives. And with one solution comes the next. We solve a housing situation. We increase employment opportunities. We solve employment problems. We address food insecurity. We solve food insecurity. We impact physical and mental health issues. Learn more about our work at bobwoodruffoundation.org/success.
Hey, it's Cole Kahn with the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's get back to the broadcast.
The eighth inning has arrived, and the Fort Wayne Tin Caps trail by two. It's been a game featuring a lot of different stories. Hunter Bro, new man in, first pitch, fouled away right side. You had the early run by Fort Wayne, which scored 7 runs in the first 3 innings to end Steven Echeverria's day early. Then you had the middle inning run by the Lugnuts, 9 in a row between the 4th, 5th, and 6th. Now into the late going. Swing and a miss by Ethan Long. No balls and 2 strikes. Well, now does Fort Wayne have an answer? With Tyson Nabors blanking the Lugnuts in the bottom of the seventh inning. And Long, Campbell, and Snyder, the 5-6-7 hitters coming up. Can the Tin Caps get back into this game? They're not far away. 0-2 pitch from Hunter Bro. On its way. High fastball. They have passed the baton in the Lugnuts bullpen. Jake Christensen, a perfect fourth at a perfect fifth. Yerson Sanchez, a perfect sixth. His pitch is outside. Then Jake Fenix, the scoreless seventh inning. He struck at two. He stranded a single. A 2-2 pitch to Ethan Long. Bro offers. Fouled back. That fastball running up and in. Hunter Bro's seventh relief appearance of the year. He's only allowed one run, just one, in 8 1/3 innings. Just four hits allowed. 8 walks, 6 strikeouts for the Hawaiian. Let's it fly. Fastball high. They think that they can get Long to chase. But Ethan Long has worked the count full. So, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bro's payoff. After a long hold. Here it is. And the fastball's waved at and missed. He blows away Long. Right on the outside corner. 3 straight strikeouts by Lugnuts relievers. Rowe punches out the first man that he sees here in the eighth. Jacob Campbell steps in. 2 for 3. Couple of singles and a run scored. 1 out, nobody on. Caps down by 2. Slider outside from Bro. Center fielder Green is shaded to left center. Right-hander against right-hander. Jacob Campbell takes the breaker for a called strike. After all of those fastballs that Long saw, Jacob Campbell gets something with a wrinkle. Here's the pitch. And he gave it to him again. Strike two called. Oh, this has to be fun for Bro and Nick Schwartz. They wouldn't do it to Campbell again, would they? Is this fastball time? Campbell, the left fielder. The pitch. It's the fastball grounded to shortstop. Carrado Grauer circles on it. The throw to first. One hops to Schofield Sam. Out number 2. So you had Joshua Carrota Grauer rounding on that ball to his right and then throwing across his body, a one hopper. And TJ reached out with a stretch. Jake Snyder now. 2 outs, nobody on. Fort Wayne's offense hasn't threatened since the third inning. Down 9-7 to the eighth. Righty to lefty. Snyder takes the ball inside. Seven runs, 8 hits, 1 error for the Caps. 9 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for the Nuts. Ball one offering. Outside with a fastball. Snyder in the second inning was hit by a pitch, and he scored the 4th Fort Wayne run. In the third inning, he reached on a fielding error by the second baseman Valenzuela. And then only one at bat since the third inning. Fly out to left field in the 6th. He's ahead in the count here with 2 outs and nobody on. 2-0. Swing and a miss and an awkward swing at that in the off speed. Strike 1. Snyder's one of the few Tin Caps who wears his Red Sox pulled up high. In his first year in the Padres organization. The deal. Swing and a miss again. Oh, the splitter tumbling off the plate. Inertia. From 2-0 to 2-2. Bro to the plate. A ground ball and a high hop to second baseman Valenzuela. Cleanly to first. Side up, side down. The Lugnuts relievers of Christensen, Sanchez, Fenix, and Bro have allowed only one base runner in the last 5 innings. This has been marvelous. Going to the bottom of the 8th inning. Last chance for the Lugnuts to add to their lead. up 9-7.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
I'm Johnny Butler with Lansing Lugnuts. Time to get back to the broadcast.
Jared Dickey opens up the last of the eighth inning. Lugnuts 9, Fort Wayne 10, Cap 7. First pitch to Dickey. In there for a called strike from the new man on the mound, Xavier Ruiz. Tyson Abers pitches one scoreless inning, no hits. One walk, no strikeouts. Dickey swings and lifts it foul, out of play to the left side. No balls and two strikes in the Lugnuts right fielder. Batting number 5 in their order, Dickey, Elliott, and Yamauchi. Pitch is on its way. Broken bat, cue shot, foul left side. It was so far out in front, and that bat is now kindling. So a new bat in hand. Xavier Ruiz from the first base out of the rubber. Lets it rip. Down and in. I mean, Jared Dickey today is just doing Jared Dickey things. After a strikeout in the second inning, tripled and scored a run in the fourth. RBI single, stole a base, scored a run in the fifth inning. Reached on a fielder's choice, scored a third run in the sixth. And now here on a 1-2, he takes a ball high. Dickey, Elliott, and Yamauchi trying to make life difficult for Ruiz. Dickey goes down swinging, though. Ruiz got that ball biting inside on him. And there's one away in the eighth inning. It's an interesting rhythm that this ball game has settled into. Because you look at the score and you go, oh, slugfest. But the answer is, no, pitchers have now wrested control of it from the hitters. Here's Clark Elliott batting left. Ball one up and in. So, 9-7 Lugnuts. We have not heard from the Fort Wayne offense in a while. Still, though, trying to get more comfortable than up by two. Elliott takes a ball outside. The Tin Caps batters coming up in the ninth inning will be Kopak, Sanabria, and Butterworth. Keep in mind that if they wanted to, Leo DeVries is available as a pinch hitter. El Mutante. 2-0 to Elliott. Taken high. All three. He has walked. He's been hit by a pitch. And he has singled in his four plate appearances. So Elliott's on pace percentage is 508. 3-0. It's inside. It increases. He's on again. He's drawn his second walk of the game. He has walked 17 times in 15 games. There are currently guys in the Lugnuts who it just looks too easy. What a wonderful start to the year for Elliott. Here's Casey Yamauchi. One on, one out, 9-7 nuts. Ball one up and in from Ruiz. Ruiz's command is not there right now. You did get the strike out of Dickey. So Ruiz now has struck out 6 batters, and he has walked 9 in 7 1/3 innings. Short lead for Elliott. Pitch on its way. Ball 2, high and away. Xavier's from San Cristobal. Signed as a free agent 3 years ago. He's 22. He'll turn 23 coming up in November. 2-0 pitch. And there's a called strike to Yamauchi. Casey has 2 RBIs. He's 2-for-3 with 2 singles. 1 RBI off one of those singles. The other one off a dropped sacrifice fly. The pitch. Lifted. Little blooper. Shallow right center field. It falls for a base hit. And Elliott moves up to second base. Texas leaguer for Casey. It's his 3rd single of the game. Thirteen hits today for the Lugnuts. Good baker's dozen. Mound meeting. Third baseman Verdugo, catcher Durfee, pitcher Ruiz. Here come the Lugnuts once again. First and second. One man out. I've been keeping track of the Lugnut stats, just how it relates Midwest League and minor league baseball. I mean, entering play today, the Lugnuts lead the Midwest League in batting average, base hits, fewest strikeouts, and on-base percentage. And they've scored 100 runs. Only the Whitecaps have scored more. And now with the output so far, the Lugnuts are at 109. West Michigan has scored 111. The pitch to Nick Schwartz. He skies it in the infield. Not into shallow center field, actually. Second baseman Sanabria. Infield fly rule called for. Sanabria makes the catch. 2 outs. Bring up Saheed Valenzuela. West Michigan, by the way, has lost in 10 innings to Dayton. Dragons score a run in the bottom of the 9th inning to force extras and then walk it off in the 10th to beat the Whitecaps 5-4. So the Whitecaps record is now 13-7. Saeed Valenzuela, 2-on, 2-out, takes ball 1 high. The Lugnuts are leading 9-7. That especially matters because a Lugnuts win today would tie Lansing for first place in the Midwest League East Division with the arch-rival Whitecaps. Ruiz is 1-0. Valenzuela grounds it sharply down to first. Taken in by Kopak, calls his own number. First baseman unassisted, ends the 8th inning. 1 single, 1 walk, 2 left, no runs. The lead for the Lugnuts is 2. 9-7. Going to the 9th. Looking for a 4th straight win over Fort Wayne and looking for a share of the Midwest League East Division lead.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, it's Saheed Valenzuela with the Lansing Lugnuts. Now let's get back to the game.
Another inning, another Lugnuts reliever. But this inning is the ninth, and Mark Adamiak is now on the mound to try to finish off a 9-7 Lugnuts win. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. The Lugs are three outs away, and the bullpen has been brilliant. After Steven Echeverria went the first three innings, Jake Christensen, Yaison Sanchez, Jake Fenix, Hunter Breaux. Five innings combined, one hit, no runs, no walks, and they have struck at seven. Mark Adamiak's first pitch of the ninth. Addison Kopech takes a called strike. Kopech is 0-2 with a sack fly, a double play ball, a strikeout. Number eight hitter in the order. Jose Sanabria on deck, then the top of the order. Breaking ball down and away. Adamiak is in search of his third save of the year and as many opportunities. Henry Gomez is 3-for-3 and saves himself for the Lugnuts. The pitch, let's say, is outside. And Gomez yesterday picked up his third save of the year. By the way, three saves ties for the league lead. 2-1 pitch. Lashed out to right center field. Rodney Green there. Puts it away. One gone. Two outs away. The only base runner for Fort Wayne since the start of the fourth inning when the Lugnuts bullpen came in. There was a single by Brendan Durfee with one out in the seventh, and that's been all. They have been silenced. One run in the first, three in the second, three in the third, and nothing since. Ball one up and inside to Jose Sanabria. And all the while, the Lugnuts wiped out that early 7-0 deficit with four in the fourth, four more in the fifth, and then another run for good measure in the sixth. Ground ball up the middle, off the mound. That gets into center field for a base hit for Sanabria in between Carota Grauer and Valenzuela. The throw comes in from center fielder Green. A one-out single. And here is another Tin Caps base runner. But because the Lugnuts lead is only two, 9-7, Brandon Butterworth is coming up as the potential game-tying run. Righty, righty. One on, one out. And a high pop-up. Shallow center. Carota Grauer wants it. Grabs it. Back to first base, Sanabria. Butterworth has gone on one pitch. Two outs in the top of the ninth. Here comes Brendan Durfee. Durfee batting left. 1-for-4 with a single. The deal. Down and in. Ball one from Adamiak. Lugnuts 9. Tin Caps 7. And just in case there's a bottom of the ninth, Fort Wayne warms up Garrett Hawkins in the bullpen. The pitch. Strike call. 1-1. Tomorrow, 1:05 p.m. Eric Yost for Fort Wayne. Grant Judkins for the Lugnuts in the finale. Adamiak's break even. Broke it down and in. Two balls, one strike. Rosman Verdugo is waiting on deck, and he has a lot of power. And though Fort Wayne's offense has been quiet, things could get noisy in a hurry if he barreled one. Durfee takes a called strike two. Fastball in the outside corner. And now the Lugnuts are one strike away. The mustachioed Durfee has those batting gloves restrapped. Settles in from the left side. Short lead at first for Sanabria. Adamiak comes set. And a 2-2 pitch. Broken bat roller that went foul off the body of Durfee and then out to the mound. That ball looked like right off his lead foot. Oh, Brendan Durfee. Mark Adamiak got right in on him. The on-deck hitter Verdugo already has a new bat, but I think that bat is just one of the things that Durfee has in mind right now, and it's not the top thing. Here's the athletic trainer Micah Gearhart over to check in. If but the Lugnuts on the right side of the infield, Valenzuela chatting it up with TJ Schofield. Sam Schofield said, making sure that that footing is good. He's hugging the line down the right side. No doubles defense for the Lugnuts. Here's Brendan Durfee back to home plate. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. At a two-run deficit. And Durfee has four doubles and a triple this year. First couple of games of the series, he was the leadoff hitter in the order. Today, batting second. Right ahead of the big bats. Try to keep things going. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a line drive beyond Schofield. Sam, base hit right field. Sanabria races around to third base, held up there. Durfee stops at first as a strong throw comes in from Dickey to second. The single by Durfee. Runners are at the corners, and here comes the slugging Rosman Verdugo. First, though, the pinch runner, Nerwillian Cedeno, takes Durfee's spot down at first base. Tying runs are on for the Tin Caps. Here is the potential go-ahead run, and it's Rosman Verdugo. Can Mark Adamiak find that final out? 26 outs have been recorded. First and third, two gone, right-hander to right-hander. Verdugo swings and misses. Strike one. He had that thought in mind of turning around that Adamiak fastball and hitting it as far as he could. He has four home runs this season, leading Fort Wayne. The pitch. Fly ball out to center. Rodney Green Jr. measures. He makes the catch. This ball game is over. The Lugnuts have beaten the Tin Caps for the fourth straight game. And they do so in remarkable fashion here this afternoon. They go down 7-0 in the first three innings. Then they score 9 unanswered over the next three innings. And then the relief committee, Christensen, Sanchez, Fenix, Bro, and Adamiak, combined to shut out the Tin Caps through 6 innings of relief on just 3 base hits. All the while, they strike out 7 and they walk nobody. Team win. The offense with the comeback and the relievers with the shutdown frames. The Lugnuts are tied for first place in the Midwest League East Division, right alongside the Whitecaps. The Lugs are 13-7. The Tin Caps fall to 9-11. Your final score, the Lugnuts 9. And the Tin Caps, 7. 7 runs, 10 hits, 1 error for Fort Wayne on 5 runners left on. For the Lugnuts, 9 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors, 12 runners left on the bases. The win goes to Jake Christensen, who is the first to stabilize things and set the tone out of the pen with a perfect 4th and a perfect 5th inning. He picks up his first win as a member of the A's organization. Josh Mallett suffers the loss. It's his first. Mark Adamiak records his 3rd save. He's tied for first in the league in that category. The game took 2 hours and 51 minutes in front of a crowd of 2,212. Rodney Green Jr. hits his league-leading 6th homer of the year. Jared Dickey scores 3 runs. Casey Amauchi has 3 hits. 2 walks apiece for Clark Elliott, Nick Schwartz, and Rodney Green Jr. as well. Schwartz had a huge go-ahead 2-run single that today proves to be the game winner. So the Lugnuts take it to Fort Wayne for a 4th straight game and win the series. And next up, the finale. 1:05 p.m. tomorrow, Capital City Market Kids Day. Grant Judkins gets the ball for the Nuts. Eric Yost on the other side for Fort Wayne. I hope to see you here at Jackson Field. Call 517-485-4500. Or go online to LansingLugnuts.com, MILB.com/Lansing. Lugnuts are victorious. They can try to win 5 out of 6 games in a series for a 2nd straight week. Tomorrow, gates open at noon. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Once more, your final score. The Lugnuts 9, the Tin Caps 7, This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Have a terrific rest of your Saturday, and take care from Michigan State Capitol. Go Nuts!